fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fellow. I'll still there!
Banker Joe Deal was working overtime to balance his accounts. A lamp burned in his office where he sat at his desk near the large iron safe. The safe was open, but the windows were locked and the shutters closed. Deal had locked the outer door on the inside and put the key into his pocket. As an extra precaution, he had locked the office door as well. He felt quite secure until he thought he heard a creaking board in the large room beyond the office.
What's that? Can't be anyone out there. I'll just take a look through the peephole and make sure.
There was a 2-inch hole in the office door so Deal could look through into the bank from time to time. He pushed back from his desk, but before he could approach the door, there was a shot. Gunflame lanced through the peephole, and a bullet shattered the lamp. Someone hit the door hard. It flew open as the lock gave way. Men rushed into the room.
What does this mean?
There he is.
Get him. You know your part.
Right. Deal rushed toward his desk, but before he could open the drawer where he kept a gun, someone caught him with a blow on the head.
Yeah, it'll fix him.
I'll grab the cash and get...
All right, come on.
Two hours later, Joe Deal was home, propped up in bed with a bandage on his head. His wife sat on one side of the bed, and Sheriff Calhoun sat on the other. The lawman had just arrived.
I talked to the doctor, Joe. He says you'll be as good as new in a day or so.
Sheriff, I'll never be as good as new. I'm cleaned out.
Oh, nothing of the sort, Joe. The crooks didn't touch the gold or silver. They just took the new paper money.
But there was a lot of it. I just got it in. If they got all the fooling money, it'll break me. It'll break everyone. There'll be a run on the bank in the morning, and I can't pay off.
Now, Joe. The doctor said you mustn't excite yourself. Yeah,
take it easy. Maybe we'll have your cash back quicker than you think.
You'll have my cash back.
Well, I'm not making any promises, but I've got some pretty good clues.
What are they?
Well, I was near the bank when I heard a gunshot. A couple of seconds later, I saw three men scoot out the door, hit their saddles, and ride away hard. I went to the bank and found you on the floor.
You said you had clues.
Yeah, well, in the first place, the crooks had a key to unlock the outer door.
There's only one man with a key besides Joe.
That's the clerk, Chuck Brown, right?
Oh, no, Sheriff, Chuck Brown's an honest young man.
Now, wait a minute now, dear. How many people knew you had that folded cash?
Well, not many. Brown knew it, of course, and Clint Dolan, and a couple of other ranchers like Dolan.
Who knew you were going to be working tonight with the safe standing open? Brown knew that, didn't he?
Well, sure he did.
Who else?
I don't know, Sheriff.
You can't suspect Chuck Brown. Well, not without good reason.
Maybe this pocket knife here is pretty good reason. It's got Brown's name on it.
Where did you get that?
Found it near the place where the horses were tied. Then me and Deputy Ingersoll followed the tracks of those horses for quite a spell. We lost two of them after they fanned out, but the third horse circled back and went in a beeline toward Brown's place beyond the edge of town.
How could you follow tracks?
It was moonlight, ma'am. And that set of tracks was specially easy to follow. You see, the horse had just been shod with clean new shoes.
What? Hey, Brown? Brown said something about getting his horse shod.
Oh, Joe.
Hey, Sheriff.
Hi, Deputy.
Hi, Mr. Steele. I got good news.
Well, what is it?
We got back some of the stolen cash. And we got one of the three crooks.
You what?
You see, Ingersoll kept on following the tracks of that horse, Joe. I came back here to see how you were getting on. What'd you learn, Deputy?
The tracks led straight to Chuck Brown's stable. His horse was still lathered when I got there. The saddle was on a rack, and that was warm. And the saddlebag was bulging, and here's what with.
Money.
Paper money.
Yeah.
New paper money from my bank.
You got Brown?
He's in jail right now, Sheriff. Of course he denies everything. He claims he was in bed and asleep since 9 o'clock. Says someone must have borrowed his horse to frame him.
Yeah, a liar as well as a thief. How much cash is there, Deal?
Not very much. Only a small percent of what was stolen.
Just about enough to pay Brown off for helping with his key. What's he say about his key being used?
Yeah, more lies. I asked about the key, and he looked for it and couldn't find it. He said someone must have taken it from him. Didn't have any idea where it was.
Yes, 9 out of every 10 crooks tries to claim that he was framed. We've got one of the thieves, and before we're through, he'll name the other two.
Sheriff! Sheriff! Oh, I'm glad I found you. You've got to come fast.
What's up? What's the matter?
What's wrong?
The men are gathered at the cafe and talking about losing their money in a bank robbery. It's lynch talk. They're fixing to hang Chuck Brown.
No! No!
Don't let him do that, Sheriff.
Oh, I'll get to the jail at once. Even bank thieves got a right to a trial before they hang.
Let me out of this bed. I'm going with you.
Tonto, the faithful Indian friend of the Lone Ranger, rode hard from town to a small camp where the masked man rose from his seat beside the campfire.
What
is it, Tonto? What's the trouble?
Me hear lynch talk in town.
Lynch talk?
Huh.
Who's the victim supposed to be?
Young fella from bank. Him named Brown.
That's Charlie Brown.
And him in jail. In charge with Robin Bank.
Steady, boy. I'll saddle Silver and be with you in a moment. I've known about young Brown for some time. He's as honest as any man in this part of the country.
Crowd start for jail plenty soon.
Who's leading that mob?
Rancher, him named Dolan.
Clint Dolan of the Bar D.
Ah.
Sheriff Calhoun can never stop a lynch mob. We'll have to make this our business.
Steady, big foot.
Easy, scout, easy. One, two,
three. Come on, scout.
A few minutes later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto left their horses some distance from the jail's rear windows and went to the small building on foot. They moved to a side door, which was partly open. Beyond the door, they saw an office with a desk. And on the far side of the office, the sheriff stood before the barred door of the cell.
At least we're here ahead of the mob.
That's right.
Now, Tonto, that's Sheriff Calhoun talking to the prisoner.
Ah.
The mob is gathering at the cafe right now. I'm dead set against lynch mob.
You can't stop him, Sheriff.
I know that.
They'll be here to get me in a minute, won't they?
The banker's out in front watching. He let us know when they come. Meanwhile, I'm unlocking this door.
Why?
I'm putting you on your word of honor to stay here unless the mob comes. If they come, you can run out the side door and save your neck.
You're letting me go?
The evidence is against you, Brown. But you're entitled to a day in court before you're judged guilty. Yes, I'll let you go if you give me a word to return.
I'll come back. I'm not guilty. I didn't rob the bank. I tell you, I was framed.
That's neither here nor there.
Sheriff, look, his mask.
You, two of you. Deal, come in here.
No more of that.
Sheriff, what's wrong? Mask.
Get your hands up, banker. Otto, take the prisoner out of that cell.
You are the thief, huh, Brown?
No.
The sheriff said there were three of you.
Now your partners have come to rescue you.
That's not true. I never saw these two before.
Who are you?
Why are you interested in this man here?
I'm interested in law and order. I don't believe in lynching.
Hey, listen, I hear something.
It's the lynch mob.
You come this way.
Go on, Brown. You'll ride double on Potter's horse. Stand still, Sheriff, until the prisoner's out.
But if I go with you, they'll be sure I'm guilty.
If you don't go with us, you'll hang.
Go on, Brown. Go with your masked partner. I'll let you dodge the lynch mob, but I vow I'll get you. I'll get all three of you, and you'll pay for robbing the bank. You'll pay in full.
It was later the same night when Joe Deal returned to his home. Mary knew that he was angry by the way he opened the door.
It's alive, Joe. What's happened?
Never in my life was I more mistaken about a man.
Whom do you mean?
Brown. Chuck Brown. That ornery young polecat. He's as guilty as any man could be.
Oh, no. Joe, what about the lynch mob?
They didn't get him, but by thunder they should have.
What's happened since you left here to make you so sure Chuck Brown is guilty?
I saw his pals, both of them. A masked man and an Indian. Came to bust him out of jail. I'm telling you, Mary, we needn't look any farther for the bank robbers. I'm satisfied that it's Brown, that Indian, and the masked man.
You're wrong.
What the...
He's masked.
Take it easy, Deal. Thank you for leaving the door open.
You're one of the bank robbers. What are you doing here? Are you sorry you didn't kill me earlier tonight? Did you come back to finish the job?
No. I'll holster my gun. I held it so you wouldn't make a foolish move. We need your help, Deal. You're going with me.
Going where?
We hope to clear Chuck Brown by finding the real thieves.
I'm satisfied as to who the real thieves are.
You're one of the town's most highly respected men. Your opinion will go a long way with the jury.
You're doggone right it will.
A man of your importance has a great responsibility. It's dangerous to form an opinion unless you know you're right.
I know I'm right. You think you're taking me away from here, you'd better guess again.
I've had a lengthy talk with Chuck Brown. As a result of what I learned, I'm going to carry out a plan. I need a responsible man as a witness.
You figure on taking me by force?
If necessary.
What are you going to do about the law standing in the doorway behind your back?
You want me to turn so you can draw a gun?
It's no bluff.
Sounds like the sheriff's voice.
You can turn and make sure of it. But see that you turn slow and keep your hands above your shoulders. I don't need much of an excuse to let you have it.
Pull that gun on him, Sheriff.
You bet I will. Maybe Brown got away, but we've got this bank thief to take his place.
Now, Joe, do be careful.
Take his gun, Joe.
Yes, Joe, be very careful. You've already had one rap on the head.
Don't be afraid. Just step up and take his guns. If he tries anything, I'll shoot.
Well, you heard what the sheriff said, mister. Don't you try anything.
If the sheriff wants to shoot me, he'll have to shoot through you.
What?
Moving with lightning speed, the Lone Ranger grabbed the banker by the shirt, turned fast, and literally threw him at the sheriff. Then, as the two scrambled to regain their balance, there was a crash of glass.
Oh, he's gone. He went through that window.
Let me at him.
There he goes. Get him, Sheriff. Get him.
Dead rat.
Why didn't you shoot before he got around the corner of the building?
Why didn't you keep out of my way?
I couldn't help it. He moves so fast. Who is that masked man?
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Now, to continue our story. The Lone Ranger rode hard until he was well away from Banker Joe Deal's home. Then he permitted the great horse Silver to drop into a steady lope until he reached a small camp where Brown and Tonto waited.
Oh, easy, steady. You come back alone, Kimsabe.
Yes, Tonto. If luck hadn't been with me, I wouldn't be here at all.
Oh, what happened?
The sheriff came while I was with the banker. He got the drop on me.
So you couldn't bring the banker as you'd planned?
No, Brown.
What did you intend to do if you got the banker?
Take him with us while we follow the trail from your house.
Trail from my house?
Yes. Tonto found it while you and I waited here in camp before I went for the banker.
Oh, so that's what you and he were talking so quiet about.
Yes. You see, Brown, when Deputy Ingersoll arrested you, the evidence was pretty complete. He didn't pay any attention to your claim that you'd been framed.
He sure didn't.
Tonto and I did believe your story. If someone borrowed your horse to rob the bank, then returned the horse and put it into your stable as you claimed, he had to leave your home on another horse. Tonto looked for the trail of that other horse, and he found it.
What? Could he follow it very far?
Far enough. The tracks led to Clint Dolan's ranch.
Clint Dolan? Why, that ornery no good...
Him leader of lynch mob.
So he was.
He wanted you out of the way, so the case would be considered closed.
Oh, gosh, mister, can't you get the sheriff or the deputy and bring him out and show him that trail?
I'd hope to show it to the banker. It's too late for that. Otto and I are being hunted just as much as you are for the bank robbery.
Well, there's nothing we can do. Oh, if Dolan gets away with anything like
this... He's not going to. By one means or another, we're going to expose him.
But how?
First of all, I'm going back to town.
You'll be shot on sight.
I'll try not to be seen. I have a little business with Dolan. And after that, I'm going to his ranch. I expect some trouble when I get there. You and Tonto will have to help.
Look here, mister.
Yes?
At first, I was suspicious of you. I couldn't figure your play. But I've decided that you really want to help me. Well, you can count on me for anything.
Good boy.
I finally put two and two together. The horse named Silver, the Indian named Tonto, that mask and the ivory-handled guns add up to just one thing. The Lone Ranger.
Sheriff Calhoun had returned to the center of town. Despite the fact that it was well past midnight, the cafe was still crowded with men who were discussing the bank robbery and the escape of Chuck Brown from the lynch mob. The loudest of voices was that of Clint Dolan, the rancher.
Well, look who's here. The sheriff himself.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Where have you been, Calhoun? Talking to the banker. Well, now you don't say. You hear that, boys? He was talking to the banker instead of running down the crooks. You know, Sheriff, it begins to look to me as if you don't want to find those three.
That's about enough from you, Dolan.
Enough from me, huh? I'm supposed to keep my mouth shut in spite of the fact that all my money was stolen. All right, I'll keep still. I'll go back to my ranch and see what you're going to do about those criminals.
Don't be in a hurry, Clint. Stick around. It's early.
Nah, I'm leaving, boys. Just one thing I want to say to the law before I go.
All right, Dolan, have your say.
Me and the rest of the boys here have done a lot of talking about the way you let those criminals escape. All three of them.
That's right.
Now, you better find them and the stolen cash before tomorrow night. There's likely to be a public demand for your resignation.
Sure.
Is that all you've got to say?
That'll do till I see how things stand tomorrow night.
Adios, boys.
Clint Dolan left the cafe well pleased with the way things stood. He advanced to the hitch rail and tightened the cinch on his horse, without paying particular attention to a man who stood nearby. The man turned, but Clint was busy at his horse's side. He couldn't see the mask, but he heard the stranger speak.
Freeze, mister.
Huh?
The barrel of a six-gun you feel against your back. Just turn slowly.
You're that mask.
Does it mean anything to you?
The sheriff said you...
He said that a masked man helped get Brown out of jail. But I'm not stopping there.
What do you want?
Leave your horse right here and walk over to the side of the cafe.
But I tell you...
Get going.
Now, see here. Why are you doing this to me? What do you want?
I want you out of the way for a little while.
Out of the way?
What do you mean by that?
Tied and gagged. I intend to leave you in the saddle shed while I borrow your horse.
Well, now, wait, hold on.
There's nothing to discuss at the present time.
The Lone Ranger had a gag and ropes in readiness. It took but a moment to silence and tie Clint Dolan. Leaving him in the saddle shed, he untied Dolan's horse, mounted Silver, and left town leading the chestnut mare.
Come on.
Soon after the Lone Ranger left the town, Tonto drew his paint horse Scout to a halt in front of the cafe. Both he and Chuck dismounted.
I could go to my house right now and get another horse.
Oh, there's no time. We borrow a horse from Hitch Rail.
All right.
Get him untied and get ready to ride plenty fast.
This is the dangerous part of the plan. We're likely to be shot on sight.
Mask friend may be shot on sight.
If he can risk his neck, I guess I can risk mine. Come on, Tonto, let's do our part.
Ah.
The Lone Ranger headed directly for Clint Dolan's ranch. He noticed that the bunkhouse where most of the ranch hands slept was dark, but the ranch house was lighted. The door swung open and two men came out to investigate the hoofbeats.
Oh, Silver, hello.
Who are you?
Dolan's in trouble. I brought his horse. You two have got to work fast.
What do you mean?
He's a big fella. Come down from that porch and I'll tell you.
The masked man's plan was based on the assumption that Clint Dolan was one of the three bank robbers, and the further assumption that his companions in the crime would be awaiting his return from town.
Hey, Scar, this critter's wearing a mask.
We got you covered, mister. What are you doing with Dolan's horse?
Put that gun away and get busy before the law gets here.
The law? What's the law coming here for?
Dolan left tracks from Brown's house.
Don't tell me that old Calhoun could follow tracks Dolan didn't want him to follow.
I'm here with a message for both of you. You can take it or leave it.
What's the message?
Pack the green stuff in your boss's saddlebags. Then take his horse to Tall Pine. Here to meet Dolan.
Is that what Dolan told you to tell us?
Those are your orders. You can take them or leave them.
What about you? And what about that mask?
I didn't come here to talk about myself. If you're going to follow orders, you'll have to work fast or it'll be too late.
Yeah, Butch, we'd better do as he says. You get the green stuff, Scar. I'll keep an eye on this masked man.
All right, I'll get for it. What?
Because you're staying with us. Where we go, mister, you go. And if there's any trick up your sleeve...
Didn't I tell you the sheriff is on the way?
All right, we'll see.
In town, the sheriff was just about to leave the cafe. As he opened the batwing doors, he saw someone at a hitch rack some distance away on the opposite side of the street. In the light that came from the dance hall, he recognized the man.
Why, it's Chuck Brown.
You, Brown!
Get up there!
Come back here! Come back, I tell you!
What's the matter, Sheriff? Who are you yelling at?
Boys, it's Chuck Brown. He's stealing a horse. We've got to get him. Come on!
A dozen townsmen followed the sheriff to the hitch rail and grabbed their horses. In the distance, they could see the young fugitive riding hard. He was joined by an Indian on a paint horse.
That's my horse Brown's stealing. Let me get that critter.
Wait, hold your fire. No use wasting lead at this range. Besides, I want Brown alive. I'm making all you men special deputies. Now, come on, get down. Get up there.
The Lone Ranger was closely watched by both Scar and Butch during the ride from Dolan's ranch to a place where trails crossed known as Tall Pines. And after the trio reached the meeting place, the outlaws were even more watchful. Both held guns, and when they spoke, there was distrust and suspicion in their voices.
Maybe you're on the level, mister, and maybe you're not. We're taking no chances.
Dolan didn't tell me I'd be practically a prisoner of you two.
If any apologies are due, he'll make them when he gets here. Hey, Butch, I hear horses coming this way.
All right, Scar. Watch this critter closer than ever. If there's any sign of double cross, let him have it.
I'll do that, Butch.
I'll move over to the edge of the cottonwoods. Maybe I can see who's coming. Keep an eye on that man.
I'm watching him. Can you see anything?
Yeah. Two men are coming his way and riding hard.
Two men?
That's what I said.
Who's the boss got with him?
I'm not so sure the boss is coming. Neither of those two rides like Dolan. Hey, Scar, there's a pack of men riding behind those two. It could be a sheriff's posse.
It is.
Hey, no, you don't.
Scar, what's going
Butch,
on?
Butch, give me a hand. He grabbed my gun.
Why, you fool.
Come on, Silver. Get into it, boy.
The Lone Ranger got a momentary advantage when he grabbed Scar's gun and clung to the cylinder so the bank thief could not pull the trigger. Then Butch closed in. He tried to bring his gun to bear, but the masked man swung quickly, holding Scar as a shield. Silver leaped into the fight, adding to the confusion, and keeping Butch off balance, trying to dodge flying hoofs.
Get him, Butch, get him! That horse! Shoot the critter, then pull this man off me!
That's an idea!
No, you don't! No! I'll get him for you!
The Lone Ranger had to release Scar to keep Butch from firing point blank at the great horse Silver. Then Scar drew back, still holding his gun. He brought it up, but before he could squeeze the trigger, another gun boomed in the hand of an approaching horseman.
Oh, my arm!
Good work, Tonto!
Help! Me in, too!
Take him, Chuck. These are the crooks who helped Dolan rob the bank.
You made a sanctuary from Dolan, and all the time you're working for the law.
Right.
My arm is busted.
And I'll kill you for this double cross.
You won't kill anyone, you skunk.
Boy, you, Tonto, you!
The fight was ended by the time the sheriff, his deputy, and the townsmen closed in. Butch and Scar, badly beaten, were prisoners of the Lone Ranger and his friends. But it was the masked man at whom the sheriff leveled a gun.
I've seen enough of guns tonight, Sheriff. Put it away. Scar and Butch are two of the men you want, and Dolan is the third.
What? Clint Dolan? You mean to say he helped rob the bank?
You'll find the money in his own saddlebags right there on his horse. And these two are the men who put it there for him.
It's the truth, Sheriff.
Dolan is tied and gagged in the saddle shed behind the cafe.
You put him there? Well, so Brown, you and the engine brought us here by chasing you.
Yes. Now Brown is willing to return with you. But I think you'll have no reason to hold him any longer. Come on, Tonto, we'll get back to camp.
I told the deputy the truth, Sheriff. You can prove it by daylight when you follow Dolan's tracks from my place to his.
Brown, it begins to sound like your story is straight. We'll all go back to town and get the banker and Dolan.
Right.
Then I guess things will straighten out in no time.
Just one thing, Brown. That masked man, if he's not a bank robber, who is he?
Yeah,
well, all I can tell you, Deputy, is that he's the Lone Ranger.
Oh, Ranger!
I'll tell you.
This is a feature of The Lone Ranger Incorporated, created and produced by George W. Trendle and directed by Charles D. Livingston. Tonight's story was written by Fran Stryker. The part of The Lone Ranger is played by Brace Beamer.